Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In the 1890s and early 1900s, Halloween sprouted merry pranksters. Among their tricks were removing gates from their hinges, reversing street signs, and scattering movable objects all over town. Some Jacksonville, Oregon boys put a cow in the barber shop, and Mrs. Kubley offered $150 as reward for capture of the mischief maker who crowned Obed's saloon with her buggy. When tricksters soaped the railroad tracks of the Rogue River Railway Company, disgruntled passengers waited while the crew cleaned the rails with gunny sacks. The Medford Mail reported that at least four different groups tried to capture the town's tamale wagon, but failed because the owners sat up all night guarding it. One Halloween, some Medford boys tied a 180-foot rope from the door of the Mail Tribune's office to old buggy wheels, plows, signs, and other articles. The worst of it was that the Mail Tribune had loaned them the rope. Another contemporary newspaper gave this advice for Halloween night. It is a good plan to put a padlock and chain on anything movable and then tie the dog loose in the backyard. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about this series, visit asitwas.org.